Greetings, people loved by God. Welcome to worship on this very special day in the church year. Today is the day that we celebrate Palm Sunday, the day that we remember how Jesus entered into the city of Jerusalem with shouts of, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." This is also the first day of what we call Holy Week. From Palm Sunday, we move to Maundy Thursday as we remember Jesus' institution of the Lord's Supper and his command to his disciples to love one another. Then on to Good Friday, where we meditate on the death of our Lord on the cross of Calvary. Holy Week then culminates on Easter Sunday, when we celebrate the resurrection and triumph of Jesus over death. We will, of course, worship together as the people of God and members of this congregation. All Holy Week services will be recorded and put online. You can receive those services through our website or through Facebook, through our Facebook page. And I do look forward to worshiping together with you this very special week. My prayers continue for you as we are separated during this time. I pray that you're well, that your faith is strong, and that we will continue to trust in our Lord, who promises to love and to keep and to hold his children in his strong arms. For this worship service today, if you're able to do so, please download the bulletin from our website, chapelofthecross.org. You will find that under the Resources tab on the homepage. All parts of the liturgy and the hymns, they're all printed there for you so that you can participate fully in our worship service. A big thank you to those who continue their good stewardship and sharing their tithes and their offerings to the Lord and his church. You may do that by mailing in your offering to the church office. You can drop your offering to the church office here during normal business hours here at the church. You may also give online, and that's maybe the easiest way to give your offering at this time. Go to our website, chapelofthecross.org, click the Give tab, and just follow the instructions there on that page. For our Palm Sunday worship today, I will be leading the liturgy and preaching the sermon. Carolyn Rusnick, Denise Koch, and Ted Lesh will be leading the music. May God bless our worship this day as we begin with our opening hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, verses 1, 3, and 5 of hymn 442, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your punishment now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us pray. Lord God, on this day, your Son entered the holy city, Jerusalem, to fulfill your will by his death on the cross. Help us to follow him through this week and all our days, that we may be drawn closer to you by a faith full of the knowledge of the sacrifice and victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for this Palm Sunday is from Isaiah chapter 50. The Sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who is he that will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm for this day is various verses of Psalm 118. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. O with boughs in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Our epistle reading is from Philippians chapter 2. St. Paul writes, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel, according to St. John, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat upon it. As it is written, "Do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We sing together our hymn of the word, "Hosanna, loud Hosanna," hymn 443 in Lutheran Service Book. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Almost everybody likes a parade. Parades are fun. And really, even if there's nothing to do but just to kind of stand there and watch, we usually have a good time when we go to a parade. Now, I realize that at this moment in our nation, in our community, during a pandemic, we won't be gathering for any parades anytime soon, but that does not mean that parades are not happening right now. A young man named Tony Trimble from Lindbergh High School here in St. Louis County, who already suffers from a number of health conditions, was diagnosed with COVID-19. Soon after that diagnosis, he was put on a ventilator and into isolation with his family. When students and families from Lindbergh High School found out about that, they put together a drive-through parade of cars, appropriate for social distancing, and they filed past his house, honking their horns and waving signs and showing him love, showing him support. There is a nonstop flow of cars for 20 minutes. Here in North County, there's a wonderful group of people who do kind of the same thing here in Florissant for birthdays, for adults, and for kids. As people celebrate in their homes, they can't have parties together, so the party is brought to them with some drive-through parades and cars decorated with streamers and people honking as they're driving by and waving and safely celebrating the blessing of a birthday with a parade. Everybody likes a parade. In fact, I've got a sneaking suspicion that our Lord Jesus liked parades too. Sure he did. That first Palm Sunday parade, that was all his idea. It was Jesus who ordered the donkey. It was Jesus who suggested the parade route through Jerusalem. It was Jesus who accepted the praises of the people and that cheering crowd. It was Jesus who sat on that colt, and as those palm branches were waved, as those coats and those robes were spread before him on the ground. It was Jesus who really, really enjoyed the singing and the shouting of that crowd as they cried out, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Jesus had been planning that day and that parade for a long time already. In fact, from the very beginning of his ministry, Jesus had been planning that Palm Sunday parade. You remember some of the favorite words of Jesus. "Follow me," the Savior said. Those words from Jesus ring out in every single gospel. "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." So he comes to a fishing boat, and there sits a man whose hands are rough and calloused, and there sits a man who smells a lot like fish. And Jesus says to Peter, "Follow me. Join my parade." Two more fishermen get the call. "Follow me," Jesus says. And James and John leave their father and everything else, and they join the parade. Jesus comes to a tax booth, and sitting in that tax booth is Matthew. He too gets that call. "Follow me." That's all. Just follow me. Join the parade. Jesus must have repeated that call day after day after day. He told his critics, "Follow me, and you will see." He told his enemies, "Follow me, and I will change you." He told those who questioned him, "Follow me, and you will understand. Follow me, join the parade." And some did follow. I mean, you see them on the streets on that first Palm Sunday. He had a big following that day. And they were following for different reasons, I'm sure. I mean, some were following because they were curious about Jesus. Some of them were ill, and they followed because he was said to be a healer. Some of them were hungry, and they followed because they knew that Jesus could feed multitudes. Some followed him because they were spiritually hungry, and from him they could receive that food of eternal life. And some followed him because they believed him to be the Messiah, the promised Savior of the world. And children, they even followed him. They followed because they just wanted to be near him. They just wanted to sing his praise. And they followed him because he was friend, because he loved them with a love that was true, that was genuine. And up and down the streets of Jerusalem they come, and they're shouting out, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Oh, it's a beautiful parade. And the palm branches they were waving, and the coats and the robes, they continued to be placed in the path. And the singing and the shouting, it continued. And some of the strangers that were there in the Jerusalem for the Passover, I'm sure they said, "Well, who is this? What kind of parade is this?" And the crowd, they called back, "Well, this is Jesus of Nazareth. This is the Savior. This is the Son of God. This is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We've been blessed by his ministry. We have been blessed by his teaching. We've been blessed with his forgiveness. This Jesus, this leader of our parade, he is our King." What a beautiful parade. But what might at first seem to have been just one of the happiest days in the life of our Lord Jesus was actually one of the saddest. As that parade moved along the streets, they came to this point that overlooked the city of Jerusalem. It was a beautiful scene. Here stood the temple in all of its majesty and all of its splendor. Here for centuries had been the center of worship for God's people. Here was even now just the city of just great beauty. And Jesus looks out at this breathtaking panoramic view that was before him. And he starts to cry. Not just cry. He started to weep. Those are not tears of joy. They're tears of sorrow. As he's weeping, Jesus cries out, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I could have given you perfect peace. I could have given you peace of mind and peace of conscience and peace of heart. I could have given you the peace of heaven, but you won't have it. You won't have that peace because you won't have me as your Savior." See, Jesus knew all about another parade, the parade that would begin just a few days from now. He knew all about that Good Friday parade and that trip to the cross. He knew, he could almost hear the shouts of the crowd, "Crucify him! Crucify him! We have no king but Caesar!" He knew that the Palm Sunday parade wouldn't last. And no wonder he cries. No wonder he weeps. And he's not weeping and crying over the city. It's not the city walls. It's not the temple and the beautiful buildings. It's the people. These were people God created. These were people God loved. These were people that God cared for. These were people for whom he was about to lay down his life, whom God has sent the Christ to seek and to save. But these people felt no need for God. They felt no need for God's love. They felt no need for that Savior that God had to offer to them. It's no wonder Jesus cried. No wonder he wept. The light of the world is ready to just beam on these people with all of his blessings, with all of his promises. but they weren't interested. In fact, 5 days later, they bound him, tried him, beat him, drove him out of their city, and they crucified him. And the parade for them finally ends at Calvary. What about our Palm Sunday parade? Jesus says to you and to me, he says, follow me, join my parade. Everybody likes a parade. But you know, I wonder if sometimes we get so focused on ourselves and the circumstances of our lives and our many and various problems that we've got, and the problems, just the significant problems in this world, and the problems caused by illness or anxiety or fear or work or loss of work or lack of work or lack of money. And we get so focused on all of that, that following Jesus, that comes pretty low on the list of priorities. We're not interested in following, at least not right now. Not concerned about following Jesus, joining his parade. Is there a chance at all that our Lord would have to say to you and me, oh, I could have given you perfect peace. I could have given you the peace of mind and peace of conscience and peace of heart. I could give you the peace of heaven. I have loved you. I've cared for you. I laid down my life for you. But you are not interested. You're not concerned. Is that the way our Palm Sunday parade ends? Oh, I don't think so. Do you? No, absolutely not. We have come singing, just like those people who are singing on that road in Jerusalem, even if it's in our kitchens and our living rooms at home as we're watching this or listening to this online. We come singing. We've come shouting his praise. All glory, laud, and honor to you, Redeemer King. Ride on in majesty. Hosanna, loud Hosanna. It's a beautiful parade that we're part of. Proudly, we claim him as our King. Warmly, we welcome him today into our homes, into our lives, into our hearts. Dearly, we cling to him today as our loving Savior. Most certainly, we proclaim to one another that we will follow him. We follow Jesus. We parade with Jesus on Palm Sunday. And then we keep on following. We follow him as he goes to the upper room and Gethsemane, then before the Sanhedrin and Pilate, and finally as he makes his way to the cross on Calvary. And the parade stops there for a little while, and we watch him suffer, and we watch him die. We watch him bear the sin of the world, including your sin and mine. We watch him as he wins salvation, as he wins forgiveness. But that parade isn't over. That parade goes on, because it goes on to an empty tomb. That parade culminates with the resurrection. And there at that empty grave, in just a week from today, we will sing out together, he lives. He lives to be King. He lives to be Savior. My King, my Savior. And because he lives, I too will live. And that Palm Sunday parade, our Palm Sunday parade, it goes on and on and on. Our Palm Sunday parade goes on as we continue to follow our Savior.
Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We continue our worship as we confess together our common faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. God of our salvation, your beloved Son entered the holy city on this day to shouts of Hosanna, for truly he came in the name of the Lord. Hear us now as we bring to you our prayers on behalf of the church and of all people in every place, giving us confidence that for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, you hear us and grant our requests according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Father in heaven, you have promised to be with us always with your comfort, strength, peace, and protection. We thank and we praise you for your goodness and for your mercy. We humbly come before you during this time of national and international distress, asking you to work mightily to curb the advance of this virus that has attacked thousands. Be with those here in our community and around the world who are doing what is humanly possible to stop its devastating advance. Yet we know that no remedy, measure, or treatment will be effective without your blessing. Therefore, we ask you to bless all those efforts and grant to us peace, courage, and strength of faith, so that we are continually confident of your love and goodness. We know that your ways are not our ways, and that your ways are always best. And so we entrust ourselves, our loved ones, and this current situation into your hands, trusting in your mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, you have called us together in this congregation to build up one another, to proclaim the gospel in our community, and to be your hands and feet in showing your love in this place. Open our hearts during this Holy Week to appreciate even more the great sacrifice that you made on our behalf through the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you have called governments into existence to keep the peace and protect citizens. We pray that you would move all rulers to govern with justice and mercy. We pray especially for our own President Donald Trump, for Congress, for judges, and for state and local officials, that they may provide a safe environment for us to live in and allow for the clear presentation of the message of salvation in our land. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for all who are ill in mind, body, or spirit. We especially remember this day, friend of Alexis Cunningham, Annette Williams. We also bring before you, Lord, other friends, loved ones, and family members in need of your healing touch. Great God, support them in their hour of need with your protecting hand. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, we ask that you comfort your children who are mourning the loss of loved ones. Grant your peace especially to the family and loved ones of former member Marilyn Rao, who died in the Lord on March 9th. The family and loved ones of Ray Bruder, who fell asleep in Jesus in early January. Give to these families your great strength and your comfort. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us ever to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We sing our closing hymn, hymn number 441 in Lutheran Service Book, Ride On, Ride On in Majesty.